Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Joshua Lowe. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 20, verse 45 through chapter 21, verse 19. And in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and love greetings in the marketplaces and the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at the feast, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box, and he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." And while some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And they asked him, "Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. O Lord, have mercy on us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Today's reading takes us back to Holy Week, when Jesus and his disciples observed life in Jerusalem before his betrayal and crucifixion. Jesus says some difficult things in our text as he prepares to empty himself in humility through his passion. He observes the contrast between the scribes and Pharisees and the widow who, out of her poverty, gave all she had to live on. Jesus will do that. He will empty himself. He will give all that he has so that we gain a heavenly treasure that will not spoil or fade. He prepares his disciples, too, that may include us, who will suffer similar fates of brutality and persecutions like their Lord. Even after his resurrection, the world is still falling apart. Suffering and death are real. Natural disasters are common. Maybe you are experiencing one now. That's why Christ's crucifixion and resurrection are so important to believe and to hold on to. When everything is being destroyed, even Herod's magnificent temple in Jerusalem or your own church steeples are falling, "Christ is risen" is proclaimed first to ourselves and from our lips and lives to the world. We will bear witness. Since Christ has died and is risen, we live in the confidence that his words, "We will be fulfilled in our resurrected bodies, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives." His word will be fulfilled for you. So it will be that we will live forever in the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, coming down for you, a new creation. All things will be made new, even your hair on your head. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you fulfilled your promise by sending the gift of the Holy Spirit to unite disciples of all nations in the cross and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. By the preaching of the gospel, spread this gift to the ends of the earth through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.